This is Conductor's Notes with the Abilene Philharmonic. I'm Greg Strawn, Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at ACU and a board member with the Abilene Philharmonic Orchestra. For its first performance of the 2020 year, the Abilene Philharmonic will bring the Emperor Concerto to the Abilene Civic Center, featuring the music of Beethoven and Brahms. Maestro David Itkin, music director and conductor of the Abilene Philharmonic, joins me here. David, welcome.
Thank you. Good to see you again in the new year.
Thanks. This new year brings the third masterwork concert of the season, and with it two of the three B's of classical music, Beethoven and Brahms, and it really doesn't get much better than this, the Emperor Concerto by Beethoven and the Second Symphony by Brahms. So the Beethoven features Abilene's own Hallie Puckett as the piano soloist. Hallie won the 2012 Nelda Hodges Young Artist Competition and is finishing her undergraduate degree at TCU this year. When did you start working with Hallie to program the concert, and what led you to pick this piece?
Well, this is part of the Beethoven anniversary year coming in 2020. And so as I was looking at the whole of our season for 2019-2020, we do want to feature Beethoven in several spots during the year. So as I was talking to Hallie, I said, we'd love to have you come play again. Mm-hmm. She's, of course, a great favorite here and a terrific young artist.
Certainly.
And I said, you can play any Beethoven concerto you want, because this kind of is how it fits in the season. And she said, okay, let me go and talk to my talk to my teacher. I did take one of the concertos out, which I won't bore you with why, but I said any of the others. And so she has chatted with her teacher, which was very important, and came back and said, how about the Emperor Concerto? And we have done it, I think, once, maybe 10 years ago here.
Perfect.
So it was perfect time to do it. And a terrific companion to Brahms 2, because it's such a late Beethoven piece.
Right.
And kind of shows us where the world's heading as Brahms starts to pick up the legacy of Beethoven in his early symphonies.
Well, so you've led us into Brahms, and he wrote about this symphony to his publisher, and he said that he had never written anything so sad as his Second Symphony. I'm not sure that that's true. There's a lot of beautiful melody in this work, including the famous lullaby. So do you agree with Brahms? Is this a sad piece? How would you describe it?
You know, that's such an interesting statement, and until you said it just now, I'd forgotten about that. I read that, I'm sure, at some point. And this piece ends with the most energetic, joyous, youthful, exuberant moment in all of the period of the Brahms period.
Absolutely.
And I just always am amazed. But he was sort of a depressive guy anyway. So, I mean, you can't take that seriously. He was sad all the time. But, you know, there are very dark moments in this piece, very incredibly beautiful. Some of the most beautiful moments are the darkest moments.
Right.
The beginning of the second movement is quite dark. And even the lullaby, the famous Brahms lullaby, which, of course, when people come and hear the Second Symphony, if they haven't heard it before, they will find out, of course, that the Brahms lullaby doesn't sound exactly the way they
That's
thought it
right.
did, because we've all been singing it wrong since we were little kids. The tune is actually slightly different. You'll recognize the Brahms lullaby, and then you'll go, oh, that's actually different than
it's
I remember.
It's a little
it.
Different.
It is, because it is different than your mother sang it to you. It's a little bit more, complex.
Yep.
And yet a much better melody actually than we got sung to when we were little kids. So even the famous lullaby, which we think of as a happy song,
right?
If you think of it as a little children's lullaby, actually is presented in a somewhat melancholy way,
right,
in this piece, and that's really a beautiful part of its charm.
So there are some of the sadness that Brahms describes there.
Yeah, because it opens, you know, the piece opens with this very sort of somber but not sad. I've never thought of the opening of the piece as sad. I've always thought of it as sort of noble and quiet and reflective.
Absolutely.
But not sad. So that's an interesting comment I'm going to have to think about.
Well, there you are. So everyone can think about that when they come to the performance. So thanks so much for being here and giving us your conductor's notes. The Abilene Philharmonic will perform the Emperor Concerto featuring piano soloist Hallie Puckett January 25th at 7:30 at the Abilene Civic Center. You can find out more information about this performance and how to get tickets on our website, kacu.org. I'm Greg Strawn, and you're listening to Conductor's Notes with the Abilene Philharmonic on KACU.